And get started. Looks like we have about 14 or so that have joined already.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started. I'm Melissa. I'm having some technical issues here. They logged into my computer and things are kind of wonky. So if you don't mind getting started, and then I'll just kind of follow you after this is kind of sorted out a little bit.
Okay, that's no problem. See, this is why we update Ohio. Poor Dr. Karamati takes the brunt of these new updates, So, okay. Well, good evening and thank you for joining us this evening. I just have a few quick things to go over tonight. One being the Suprema update. Ohio has been updated. They're actively still working on some computers at this moment. So they have access to the new wound
Can't
form.
hear anybody.
Hello. Can you hear me, Dr. Beard? Is anybody having a problem hearing me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, then I'm going to continue. So this new wound form will include the checkbox for telemedicine to in-person visits. The way that form will work is you have to start out with an in-person visit, and then you can use the checkbox and convert it to telemedicine. If you have only a telemedicine note, you're going to have to recreate a new in-person note in order for this upgrade to work for the checkbox to go back and forth. There are some new additions to the wound form. There are we now have exudate date types, which you'll need to select. There are the type of debridement. If you do a sharps, that's fine. That automatically shows. But there's now enzymatic, and autolytic and mechanical debridement right on the form. You'll need to update that. Some of the other things that we've incorporated are is the wound community acquired? That's just a checkbox. So look out for all of these things. We are going to be actively updating all the other states and rolling them out as soon as possible. Give us this week to figure out what the issues may be here in Ohio. We're going to get those hammered out, and then we'll get rolling on all the other states. We are going to be building in the biologic template right into Aprima, as well as the Moleculite documentation. Those will be templates that you can just select, update the information, and it'll pull forward just like your wound forms. So Dina and I are actively going to start working on those now. Hopefully, we're going to have them implemented
Nice.
by the new year. We after probably January 2026, you're going to have access to graphing information right in Aprima. It'll show you the trajectory of your wound healing, whether it's declining, same, stable. It'll give you a better idea of healing rates. So we're actively working on building in the data points for that, and that'll go live at some point in January. Clinical standards of care. We're currently working on these in the home office. You'll receive them through Lauren Pepple via Right Signature. These are going to address the time dime principles and how to address necrotic tissue and biofilm, proper utilization of wound care products, long-term care guidelines, infection control. And like I said, these will all come out via Right Signature through Lauren Pepple. MIPS, it's the end of the year. We're getting down to the wire. Please, please, please continue to add that information into all of your existing charts if it's missing. Do it on all of your new patients. If you have any questions about MIPS, you can contact anyone on the clinical team. Does anyone have any questions for me about especially the Aprima update?
The enzymatic, is that if we're using Santyl or what is that?
Correct. Enzymatic would only be
Can't hear
Santyl.
anything.
That is the only enzymatic debridement agent on the market. Autolytic covers everything else, whether it's a wound gel, whether it's alginate, collagen, pretty much anything will help autolytic debridement in that wound bed. It's just a very slow process. So for any other products, you would just check autolytic if you didn't do a conservative sharps debridement.
But if you did that and you were doing, say, wound gel, then you'd have to check both.
I can't hear
No,
anything.
No, you would check just, you would just fill out your debridement box, your Sharps debridement box. And then on the next visit, if you don't actually perform a Sharps debridement, then that's when you would check autolytic.
Got it.
Oh, the other thing that we build into the wound form, instead of having to like free text in your comments, laboratory tests, referrals to vascular, your supplementation for your patients, all of those have check boxes now, and you just put it in in the little comment section, and it is much more clear and concise when the wound notes print.
Nice.
Any other questions?
Is there a checkbox for offloading? Did you put that in?
You know, that's on my next round. I want to build in some additional check boxes. Just if it's offloading, float heels. There's if you have ideas that you would like to see built into the next wound form upgrade, let me know. I'm more than happy, to consider that and see if we can make it happen.
Melissa, this is Dr. Lynn. I had a quick question for you guys
Sure.
about the wound forms. I'm on the new wound form right now in Ohio. It's working. I just did a skin sweep and I'm completely in notes. It seems to be fine. My question about this is the previous version of a Prima, if you had moved a wound to a declined state, there was a bug that kept on carrying forward. The need for comment about decline, even if the wound was now healing, is that fixed?
It should be fixed. Deanna and I did an extensive testing to make sure that was one of the boxes that was actually correct. And then you would get other boxes that would kind of shift and hide behind other boxes. So
Yes.
we did extensive testing to make sure all of those bugs were resolved with this
Perfect.
update. So yes, as far as we know, based on our testing, everything is good to go. But if you do encounter something, please let us know as soon as possible so we can get with the developers at Aprima.
Hey Melissa,
Wonderful.
I have a question
Thank
for you.
you.
How
Yes.
about the Prima keeps asking me for stages when it's, not a
That's
pressure
fixed.
injury?
That'll be fixed in your upgraded version because that was
Nice.
another known Aprima issue. So, yep, done, fixed. Yay. I know someone else would, I think, had a question. Any other questions about the update? Any questions about MIPS? Anything else that I can help you with from our clinical team perspective?
Not
Okay.
yet.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dr. Karamati. Milt is actually in California at the CAF convention this week, so I don't believe he's going to join us this evening. Hopefully, Dr. Karamati is able to hop on real quick because I know he's having some computer glitches.
I'm on, Melissa. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So I will keep my portion brief here. Just a few things that I want to speak about, but I feel they are important things. Obviously, the holiday season is fast approaching. If you do have rounds that typically fall on a holiday, please make sure that you have talked to your RM about what will be done. You're not expected to necessarily round on a holiday. Some people, if they can't accommodate into their schedule a makeup day, that may be an option. But please let your RMs know and discuss those. The other thing when it comes to scheduling is more specific to skin sweeps. There is a lot of prep work that goes into scheduling and arranging for skin sweeps, both. Certainly it's a big time commitment on all of our side of things, but do understand that PCC goes through a lot of effort to verify credit verify insurances and those types of things. The RMs certainly help And McKillen certainly helps with, the documentation side of things. So if things do need to change with regards to a skin sweep, that needs to be discussed with the RMs. We understand that things do come up from time to time, but when you do make your availability known to the RMs to schedule those skin sweeps, please do try to keep that schedule available. We've had a number of last minute cancellations and changes, which really kind of throw a wrench into a lot of things. So please make sure that that communication does take place. Lastly, I want to remind everybody regarding informed consents. We've talked about this now a number of times. We have seen some instances where there are concerns about informed consent, and for that matter, lack thereof. But that informed consent needs to come from the patient, number one. If the patient is not of decision-making capacity, then that needs to happen from the power of attorney. Now, if the power of attorney is not available, that's not a green light to go ahead and perform a procedure. There needs to be considerable efforts to contact that power of attorney. If that power of attorney is not really available, usually there should be a secondary point of contact. But if even attempts can't be made and it's a truly an emergent situation, then typically that requires documentation that the power of attorney is no not available, and that this is really an emergency situation where it's essentially life or death, really. But under those circumstances only, should you be doing any sort of procedure without proper consent. Otherwise, it puts you at risk. It puts us at risk. It's really something that needs to be, taken very seriously. So again, just a reminder that, for every, invasive procedure, there should be that informed consent discussion taking place. And again, if there are specific reasons why it hasn't taken place, then that needs to be clearly spelled out and documented in the note. Any questions about any of those items?
I have a question. Does anybody have the opposite problem of having trouble getting skin sweeps booked at their facilities? I feel like I've more run into that.
When you say trouble, what do you mean specifically?
Multiple dates extended, things like that. And just seeming like it's not going anywhere. Not for lack of, effort on our part. So, like, do facilities at some point have the opportunity to like just bypass a skin sweep, or what happens there? I feel like at one facility in particular, I feel like I'm chasing them, me and my regional.
Yeah, so a skin sweep is not necessarily mandatory for us or for them. It is an additional service that we do provide. Certainly there are benefits for the facilities to have skin sweeps done, in terms of their record, their reportability, those types of things. And I'm sure Melissa can probably comment more on that aspect of things. But it's not a mandatory requirement that they do have a skin sweep. So if they if they choose not to, they will certainly, deal with those consequences should they, should there be problems in the future. But it's not, it's not a set thing for everybody.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just, I don't know at what point it looks like it's on the provider, or, I know it's not like absolutely, mandatory, but I have one that I can think of where I've just really wanted to get it on the books just because I know that that is an expectation. I mean, of us, not a requirement. And just having a bit of a problem there. So, anyways, thanks for clarifying that piece of it. I'll rely on Lovin' for the rest. It's not, she's been working on it, but I sure would like to get something solidified at some point. You're like, okay, well, if you don't want one, it's okay,
All right. Any other questions? Anything
Dr.
else to?
Karamadi,
Yes.
I had a question.
Sure.
Just regarding your last point. I guess my question is about what constitutes an emergency, because I had this happen recently. I had a patient with a heel wound. It was dry stable eschar, but then recently it had started draining. It had an odor to it. It was purulent. It was not a good looking wound. And this patient did not have capacity, and the surrogate decision maker happens to be in the hospital. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, from my standpoint, I think really emergency constitutes life or death. You know, if it's something where, you know, the patient is, you know, at risk for, you know, limb loss, life or death, those types of things, you know, if it's at your discretion and you think that that's, you know, the situation, then, you know, I think in those sort of circumstances, you know, how it's typically handled is if, you know, if two physicians agree on the, you know, urgency and the emergency need of the procedure, then, you know, proceed as needed. You know, so that's, you know, how I might handle that sort of a situation. I might, you know, have a discussion with medical director of the facility. You know, that could potentially be your second physician for support. If you both agree that it's direly indicated, then, you know, if that's documented, then, you know, in those sort of circumstances, that should be sufficient.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? All right. Well, I thank you all. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and let us know if there's anything we can do.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.